Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Well, we've got everybody here. We've got many moving pieces this morning with installation of Sunday school teachers, rally day, giving out of the catechetical materials for the Sunday school students, and a little later this morning, all kinds of good things going. We do have the voters meeting in between services this morning. And so we got that going on. Let's see here. We'll see what we do with my class. We'll figure that one out. Because I saw somebody walk in with music. I forgot about is the choir practicing in between services? Can I get an amen? No? Okay. No, so no choir practicing, in between services. So my class will just hang out here, for this Sunday. Next Sunday, for next Sunday, I'm exchanging pulpits with Pastor Busher from Mount Pulaski. So Pastor Busher from Mount Pulaski will be here. I'll be in Mount Pulaski. He's on the district youth board, and he's preaching on God's Word Endures for the youth. And then he'll be giving a talk on district youth work and Bible study in the auditorium that Sunday. Then the next Sunday after that is Pastor Kirby from Lutheran Hour Ministries will be here to celebrate with us the 70th anniversary of our radio broadcast. So that's pretty exciting. And he'll also be giving a talk on Lutheran Hour Ministries radio broadcasts during our Sunday school hour for the adults. And then the Sunday after that, Pastor Tylen from Camp Soka will be here preaching on God's Word Endures for the family. And he will also be speaking in between services, the Bible study there, and the work going on at Camp Soka. So the next, 3 weeks after this week will be super great and super busy. Let's see. So having said all of that, I know it's really quick. Let's turn our hearts and minds to the things of the Lord and open with the singing of our opening hymn, Thy Strong Word.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, August 29th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Brian Feakin. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 578, Thy Strong Word, hymn number 578 found in the Lutheran service book. Greg and Abby Miller are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of the baptism of their infant son, Eric James Miller. Marty Neitzel is sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in memory of her wedding day on August 28th and 55 years of marriage to her best friend, Arthur P. Neitzel.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit,
because they are spiritually discerned.
The spiritual person judges all things.
We are given the mind of Christ.
In true humility, let us confess our sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed by our own actions and our failure to act in mercy toward others. Even though we have tasted your word, still spiritual ignorance gains the upper hand, and we have much yet to learn. Forgive our sins and assure us of the power and sufficiency of your word to be our defense and shield against the powers of evil.
You have been set apart for service to God by the Spirit. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast.
By your appointment stand this day, for all things are your servants.
If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction.
I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life.
Be to God on high. be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Holy Spirit gives to one the word of wisdom and to another the word of knowledge and to another the word of faith. We praise you for the gifts of grace imparted to us through Christian parents, pastors, and teachers. By their teaching, lead us to a fuller knowledge of the truth which we have seen in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the same Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this Sunday, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost and also Rally Day, is from the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in the words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. He is not able to understand them because they are understood spiritually. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of Christ, we confess our common Christian faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. At this time, the younger children are invited forward to sing for us. If you've been practicing with Miss Jones, please come down. Okay, well, we'll let them get down and... Thank you, children. Thank you very much. That was so well done. At this time, I'd invite any of the older students to please come down for the children's message. Good morning, everybody. So, today in the church, in our congregation, right, is a 1 year, happens every year. What day is it for us for the Sunday school? Rally Day. Yeah, what happens on Rally Day? We switch classes. Yeah. Yeah, we get to switch classes, and everybody gets in the auditorium, right? Things like that. That's pretty nice. Since our three-year-olds join all year, when they turn four is when we start giving them catechetical material. So that's pretty nice. Did I get that right, Mrs. Meyer? Yeah, three joins all year long. So whenever they turn three. So when they turn four, we start with catechetical materials through second grade. That goes on today. I noticed something else changed today. Sorry, I have a few notes for me today. Something else changed today. It happened during the middle of the week, and it was pretty neat. I don't know how many of you have been to the coat rack yet. There goes the coat rack between the bathroom, the wall, the coat rack. There's something new there. When you are done with church, before you go to Sunday school, okay, when church is over, go down that hallway where between the bathrooms and the coat rack are, and look at the wall, and there are pictures all along that wall. And along that wall now are pictures of confirmation classes. It's not completely done yet. It's still a work in progress. We're still getting some pictures, and there's more to be put up yet, but it's a really excellent start. And it is so neat. As a matter of fact, I know there are some people out here who were 12 and 13 years old, and their pictures are on the wall out there now, their confirmation picture. Well, you know, what we're doing through Sunday school and your baptism, we're drawing a line from your baptism to glory. Matter of fact, in that opening hymn, Thy Strong Word, there was a line in there. It was so great. It was a great line, one of those great lines. It said, glorious now. Glorious now. We press towards glory. So you're glorious now in the eyes of God through the waters of your holy baptism. And we're pressing on to the glory of heaven. And as you grow in the faith, you're growing in faith and knowledge and understanding of the things of God. And that's what we're doing in Sunday school. You are growing now in the things of God. And we're drawing a line, we're putting a dot along every year along that line from your baptism. And we're stretching that line across through each year of Sunday school to your confirmation, right? And all the way out till that day Jesus Christ returns and calls us all to be glorified and perfect in Him. Glorious now, we press towards glory. And your Sunday school teachers have a part of that. It is so neat that we have people who help in that way. I can remember my Sunday school teachers, some of them anyway. I see there's Mrs. Gingrich. I remember her. And there was Mr. Fornoff. He was one of our Sunday school teachers. And there was Mrs. Pate. Always loved Mrs. Pate. She was one of the fantastic. Sometimes we were a little wild in our class, and she was always so patient with us boys who got... I'm sure none of you have boys in your Sunday school classes that go a little wacky, probably. Yeah, I bet we do. But that happens. We thank all our Sunday school teachers for being very, very patient with those classes. But what you're doing is a holy and sacred thing. What you're doing is learning the Word of God, and you are growing in faith and in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. That's what's going on. I know today is a good day. Today is a special day. And today is another day on the road to your glory in heaven and your glory in the resurrection. And that is absolutely joyous and absolutely wonderful. Now remember, when you go out of church today and you make that right turn towards the bathrooms in the coat racks, you look up and you can see all those pictures. That's a pretty neat sight that you see this morning. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Sunday school. We thank you for all those who teach in Sunday school and all those students who are there each and every Sunday learning and hearing your word and growing in faith. Keep us, O Lord, in the one true faith, and bring us at the last to the glory of life everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So right now, I'm going to ask some of you to stay, and I'm going to ask some of you to go ahead and go sit. Now, if I call your name, I'm going to ask you, I think I got this right. Riley? Riley's here, right? Riley's there. I'm going to ask Riley to stay. Okay. And then Wyatt? Wyatt's here. Okay. Let's see. And then Amelia, and Colton, and Addison, and Kinley? Did I see Kinley? Okay. All right. And then Wesley. Right there. I think I got everybody. How about everybody else go ahead and go sit, be seated for right now? Amelia, how about you stay? We'll have Amelia stay. Okay. So, this year, to the primary age Sunday school students, Riley gets to follow and do. Riley, I want to give this to you. This is for you. And then up here, Wyatt. This is your first catechism. That is for you. Let's see. Colton. That is great, learning to read. Addison, there you are. Wesley. And Amelia, that is yours. Those are books on your catechisms, and the Worshiping with Angels and Archangels explains the divine service for children and what goes on during the divine service. Okay. Everybody else, please go ahead and return to your seats. And we continue. Let's see. Is Kinley wanting to come down with her mother and her father? Okay. Father, will you please come forward? At baptism, God made us His children, and we promise through our parents to grow in faith through His holy word. As parents, we also promise to place the Holy Scriptures into the hands of our children and to help them grow in faith and love for Jesus. Are you still willing, as Kinley's parents, to carry out this promise?
Yes, we are committed to our promise of helping our child grow in faith and love for God and His ways.
Then place the Holy Scriptures into the hands of your daughter. Help her to read it and grow in love so that through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Scripture may be a blessing in the faith life of your daughter. Go in peace, dedicated to grow in the knowledge of God through His Word. And as you return to your seat, please place the Scriptures into the hands of your daughter. We continue now with the singing of our hymn of the day, Christ Be My Leader.
The hymn is number 861, Christ Be My Leader, number 861, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
The sermon text this morning from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Rally Day is certainly a fond memory for those of us who grew up in the Lutheran Church. I can't speak for other denominations, but I'm pretty confident that most denominations in the branches of Christianity have some form of Rally Day, too. And this day usually coincides with Promotion Sunday, where kids look forward to graduating to the next classroom, up the line, up down the hallway, up the stairs. I can remember growing up at Trinity Pekin when it was you started off in the preschool in the basement, right? And then you went to the grade school kids opening, and then you got to graduate to the upstairs classrooms. I remember going to the big assembly in the gym on Rally Day, and then out to the sunken garden for balloon launches. And then as you grew older, you got to graduate to the upstairs junior high classrooms, and then to the ultimate destination for any Sunday school student ever, which of course is the high school room with its recliners and comfy chairs and couches. And our high school youth room had a soda machine in it. Yeah. This one just has refrigerators. We had the actual machine. Yep. So that was a big deal to get promoted all the way up to high school where you got to go there. But clearly Sunday school is obviously something more than a time to meet your friends, a time to have fun. It's about what St. Paul is describing. That's what Sunday school is about. It is about what God has prepared for those who love Him. And what has God prepared for those who love Him? Resurrection life. Every person who has a child, every person here who has a child wants that for their child, that resurrection life. Isn't that really what a Sunday school teacher is pointing to? They're pointing to resurrection life from preschool to high school. Each of those dedicated volunteers are guiding our children on the road to eternal life, to their own resurrection. Right? Why do we send our kids to Sunday school? It's exactly so that the Word of God would dwell richly in them. It's like that concluding collect. Read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. But how do you read, mark, and learn, and inwardly digest if you're not in and around the Word of God? And that's what we do in Sunday school. Bring the children in and around the Word of God so that they might inwardly digest it. In Sunday school, the Bible begins to be opened up to them through their lessons, and the dots are connected from Adam and Eve to Abraham to Isaac to Joseph and Moses and David and Mary and Jesus, and all of it pointing to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the gospel that has traveled around the entire world through the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, right unto you, seated here in this building right now. The Holy Spirit revealing to our children the wisdom of God in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are able to appreciate the things of God. And when is that Holy Spirit given? Absolutely right. You're all aware of that. The Holy Spirit is given to you in your baptism. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for everyone to whom the Lord will call to Himself. The divine revelation of God occurred upon you when you were admitted into the Christian church. That is the day that you were baptized. And when we became a Christian through baptism and the hearing of the Word, what you and what your children received was not the spirit of the world. It is not the spirit of the world which is estranged from the things of God, things that are blind and dead to the Holy Spirit. The things of the world are the things that you and I wish to avoid, for they pass away. They fall into the dumpster bin of history. The philosophies of the world with its works righteousness and man-centered teachings are a virus in the minds of human beings. We, on the other hand, are about the things of God. In contrast to worldly wisdom, the Spirit, which is from God, gives children a childlike grace and a profound wisdom through the word of the cross. And what is that word of the cross? That God became man. What is that word of the cross? The word of the cross is this, that God died for you. That is the glory of God, that it is we, not he. He for us, not we for him. Who would have thought in human wisdom that God would die? It is assumed that the divine nature is immortal and imperishable. But he who died on the cross was not merely a man, but a man whose nature has such a profound union and communion with the divine nature that the two natures, divine and human, are one person. It is written, they have crucified the Lord of glory. And it is also written, we are purchased with God's own blood. God had purchased the church back from sin, death, hell, and the devil, not with corruptible things like gold or silver, but with his very own incorruptible blood. God suffered in the flesh for us. The Nicene Creed reads, he suffered and was buried. The Apostles' Creed reads, died and was buried. That is the wisdom of God. That is the majesty of God. He for us entirely and not the other way around. No human being would have ever figured that out or predicted that God would bring salvation to us in that way. And that is what we are here for, isn't it? We are here for eternal salvation. Why a Sunday school that is concerned with Bible lessons? Salvation. That's why we desire salvation for our children. We want our children to be inheritors of eternal life. How often do we ask a child, what do you want to be someday? And we get so many answers. A fireman, a garbage man, a nurse, a doctor, a robot builder, a construction worker, a plumber, all kinds of things, a truck driver. Our children who grow up in the Christian faith and in the Sunday schools of our churches should be able to answer that question in this way. Immortal. I want to be immortal someday. That the glory of salvation would be revealed in them in the resurrection. Even our smallest children can look at Jesus and say, just as he rose from the grave, I too will rise again someday. Just as he is glorious, I too will be glorious someday. This must begin early in youth, even in the womb, with the hearing of the word of God in utero. Are we as adults, not now, beset with so many troubles? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a global pandemic that none of us thought would last that long. We are now going back under state mask mandates. Whether we're for it or against it is really rather immaterial at this point. Every public place, we're going to have to wear masks yet again. We have the gut-wrenching withdrawal that we see in our televisions from Afghanistan. The saber rattling from China and Russia. The inability of many to define what a gender is, and the rampant over-sexualization of our culture. And all of this combined with the inflation that we're facing in the grocery stores with seemingly consistently empty shelves within our community, right? All of this brings stress and strain upon each and every one of us. It brings the things of the world right here before us. But we have come to learn and come to understand that we are of a different country. We are of a different nation, a heavenly one. And we look to the resurrection, there in the resurrection, our own resurrection, to find our comfort. If we were to look solely at the world and the things of the world, we would be overwhelmed in an instant. The things of the devil would consume us rapidly. But we must let the Word of God mean more to us than the things that we see or read or even feel within our flesh. For we are concerned here with an article of faith, not of human wisdom. To see the glory, to see what no eye has seen, to perceive what no ear has heard, and to cling to that thing which no human heart has imagined, that the glory, that glory that is prepared for us, then we must, if we are to do that, let the Word of God endure among us. For yes, we feel our sin, we feel the law among us, and it hangs in our flesh as a very heavy burden. So what do? We turn to look to God and to God's promises. No matter what I see, I am convinced that I shall rise and live in glory. That is the word that a Christian constantly keeps before them, in their heart and in their mind and in their soul. This is the seed of glory that is planted in our Sunday schools. This is the work that is done by those who work with the youth, pointing them to glory. As parents begin to do when children are small, so does the Sunday school assist the mother and father, so that the Word of God might endure among us. What word is that? That is the word that points each and every one of us to the glory that is ours. The Christian, be they young or old, looks forward to the day of Christ's return, when our body shall be glorified, when we shall be changed and shine like the sun, reflecting the glory of Christ, which leads us to say the sufferings of this life are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed in us. Yes, as the hymn writer said, glorious now. We are glorious now in God's eyes. Glorious now. We press toward glory. Alleluia, alleluia, while thine own eternal ages run. We are indeed glorified now, but we are anticipating the glory that is to come for us in the resurrection, where the glory that is yours now will be made fully known. Known to the entire, all universe. So Sunday school, it seems like such a small thing. It seems so ordinary, but what is it? It is nothing less than a foundation stone for eternal life on the road to the glory of the resurrection. And through that seemingly small endeavor of a person sitting at a table, surrounded by small children, in that way, the Word endures among us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
Sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on Sundays at 10 and 5 and on Wednesdays at 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
At this time, we would like to invite our Sunday school students from the 3rd grade to the 8th grade to come forward to sing for us. At this time, I would invite the Sunday school teachers, office staff, and superintendents to please step forward for installation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are to be installed as Sunday school teachers, office staff, and superintendents of the Sunday school at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, a work in which our Father in heaven has great joy. I ask you now to hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And with these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist the minister of word and sacrament in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourself diligently for this by individual study and corporate study of the word of God and the faith drawn from it as it has been delivered to us in the small catechism. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and in Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I now ask you, do you accept the positions entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to his word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Members of the congregation, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of your abilities that God has given you, so that he may be glorified and his work done and accomplished in our midst? If so, then answer, we will. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as Sunday school staff, superintendents, as teachers here at Zion Lutheran Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful God enlighten you and strengthen you in your service, that you may be good and faithful leaders and teachers to the glory of his name and to the salvation of his people. Amen. We bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, grant to these your people the gifts of wisdom and discretion, kindness and faithfulness, so that they may effectively teach and guide, and grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Go now in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you. Amen. Please return to your seats. Let us now all rise for our prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Merciful God, you are our wisdom from above, the source of all knowledge. We give you thanks and eternal praise, especially for your majestic plan of salvation for the whole world in the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. Enlighten the minds of every person to believe the good news of the gospel that many may be given the gift of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Thanks and praise to you, O Lord, for our parents and Sunday school teachers who faithfully deliver the word of truth, your word, in the home and at the church. Help us to learn and know your word so that we too may pass it on to our children and grandchildren, that the glory of your salvation may continue to shine brightly in our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant success and blessing to our homes, which are first and foremost nurseries of the Christian faith, in which is begun the glorious task of handing down the truth of your pure word through each generation. Strengthen parents to take on the task of teaching the Christian faith in the years to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, graciously guide the nations of the world, and especially the leaders of our own nation. May your word have free course and be preached and taught and learned and believed, and may we be enabled to live in peace and safety. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, hear our prayers for all who are sick, injured, facing or recovering from surgery or medical procedures. Especially do we pray for Pastor Rogers as he recovers from gallbladder issues. We also pray for those we know and whom we do not know who battle the coronavirus, striking their bodies. As such persons are isolated physically, may they be in our prayers and in your care until such time as they are brought to health. Strengthen all we name in our hearts so that in your time and according to your will they return to full strength. Grant each one the knowledge of your gracious will for healing, health, and wholeness, that they may put their trust and hope in your comforting presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Remembering all who have gone before us with the sign of faith and the knowledge of truth, especially our parents and those who have taught us the faith, we commend ourselves to your continual care, that we may remain faithful and receive with them the crown of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us all to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Grant, we implore you, Almighty God, to your church, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Standing for the singing of our closing hymn.
The closing hymn is number 822, Alleluia, Let Praises Ring, number 822 in the Lutheran Service Book.
be seated. Couple quick announcements. First, yes, next Sunday, due to the governor's order, we will be wearing masks in church. So we will have to be following that inside the building here. So we're going to attempt to keep everything as normal as possible, keep communion the way we have been doing it. The table here and a table here, instead of going back to the continuous, we're going to do our best to keep everything as normal as possible, but we will keep the governor's request and wear our masks inside of the building and see what happens from there. I'm sure we all saw that coming a couple weeks ago. Also, since this is an outside activity, the Sunday, September 12th at the Joneses' house is a wiener roast and hayride for the junior high and senior high youth groups. You will be getting a flyer on that. We know it's 2 weeks away and it's the kickoff for our new youth group year. Information's in the Zion's Light. You're going to get a folder, like I said. If you're in senior high, please let Mrs. Thompson know that you will be attending. And if you're in junior high, let Mrs. Meyer know that you plan on attending. So that's junior high and senior high. We do have a voters meeting that's going to kind of make us go in waves over to donut and coffee hour. So Sunday school teachers and their students are please excused at this time. And non-voting members of the congregation, please be excused. A voting member of the congregation is that who is person who is confirmed and over 18 years old. The rest of us will stay for the voters meeting. If we don't have a quorum, we'll come find you. We'll give it to 9:15 if anybody's coming through the doors to come to the voters meeting. Oh, by the way, Rod's class will meet down in Rod's room this morning after the voters meeting. And my class will drink coffee and eat a donut, then come back in here. I'll eat two.
Get a popcorn.
Test. Test.
We got ballots and sign-in sheet back there, or that's